Hi guys, my name is Scott and welcome to my podcast. I just wanted to give you guys a general brief introduction about what my podcast will generally be talking about and what you can learn from my podcast and what value I hope to give to you guys that may be listening. So my podcast in general will just be about red pill advice, life advice, things that I'm thinking about and my own inclinations and ponderings throughout my daily experience in college and with women and with people in general, with friends, family. And I'm currently a college student, I'm a junior, and you may think that's not enough life experience to be able to talk about things like these topics that I'll be talking about, but I just want to get my ideas out there. And I know there may be better people that more experienced people that are talking about these things, but I think it'll help to hear someone's views, maybe people who are younger, maybe people who are older, maybe people who are the same age as me, that may be able to hear what I'm talking about and relate to it on some level and get some kind of value out of what I'm talking about. And I also wanted to take this as a time to just talk to myself and keep a journal of my own thoughts and my own experiences so that I can help myself and maybe people in the future who are close to me, and maybe I can give them advice and give myself advice when I feel like I'm going off the path. So today in this episode, I want to talk about love and what society says about love and what a lot of people say about love, what women say about love that is not true and that is a lie. And a lot of people say that love is unconditional. If you find the right person and you have enough connection, if you have enough care for each other, and if you just care about each other so much and you just love each other so much and are attracted to each other, then it'll last forever. There's no need to put in any work. You will just innately be attracted to each other and it'll last forever. If under the condition that you guys are the right match for each other. And I just want to say that that's actually bullshit. And I feel this way because I know that love is conditional. Women want to say that love is something that is innate, and if you find the right person, then it'll be unconditional, and you'll just love each other forever. But from my understanding, it's not what you think it is. Attraction, love is basically down to its core attraction. And you can't keep attraction going just from your innate human essence of what the other person feels off you. It comes down to if you match the right criteria for what the woman is looking for and what the other person's looking for. And if you don't match these criteria anymore, they will no longer care about you, be attracted to you, or quote unquote love you. So society tries to tell us that unconditional love exists. Well, it doesn't, because women are attracted to a lot of underlying things that people can have control of. And if you lose these underlying traits over time, they will come to be disattracted to you and you will just be thrown to the curb after you lose all these traits. And some of these traits include your subcommunications, your confidence, your strength, and your leadership skills as a man. If you portray neediness or weakness, women will lose attraction for you over time, or maybe right away. And if you display these traits, they will no longer care for you. It's just as simple as that. They won't care for you anymore. And I've come to learn this the hard way. Because in the past, I've had this girlfriend. Her name's Samantha. Let's just call her that. I had a girlfriend named Samantha, and she was during my first year here in college. And she would always talk about love and caring for each other and romance. She was such a big romance person. Such a big romance person. So hooked on the societal essence of what romance is. Like everything you see in the movies. She wants flowers. She wants fucking letters to her. She wants me to make everything perfect in her life and provide all these things. And I tried to fix that. I tried to do everything that I could to match up to what she said that she wanted. And you know what? Over time, that caused neediness and weakness in myself because I became so dependent on what she was thinking and her outcome rather than being focused on my own path and what I needed to do and what I believed was right and what I wanted to do as a leader. And I lost that leadership aspect of myself, and that's what caused, I'd say, this lack of interest over time. It was a bunch of different aspects over the course of a couple months to a year that caused it, but this was one of the biggest things that stuck with me. She always said, love, I'm looking for unconditional love. Under unconditional circumstances, that someone that will love me and someone that I love. And this just doesn't exist. She wanted me to believe that, and I believed it, and it crashed and fucking burned. If you portray the wrong things and have the wrong ideas or have the wrong portrayal of yourself during the relationship, things will crash. It needs to be managed. Your emotions, your skills, your game has to be managed. Otherwise, she will lose attraction for you. It's not innate in yourself that you will have these aspects of yourself. And I even have friends that are naturals, or people, for example, that are just naturally good with women, naturally good with social interaction, that get attraction easily because of the traits that they portray to the women. And even they, without having to know anything, they don't have any background information on this. They don't know how to control it. And because they don't know how to control it, they often are unhiltered after a certain occurrence, and they don't know how to come back from it, and this causes the neediness and weakness. And me personally, I'm not an actual, and I worked on my game for a while, and I thought I was good, and then I fell into the societal beliefs again, and that's what caused my breakup. And we weren't a match made in heaven, if I'm being honest. No, we weren't. It wasn't meant to be, but this definitely caused some of the progression of our breakup over time. So what I'm trying to say is you have to be careful about being just jaded and feeded this fake information that there's unconditional love, and if you find the right person that it'll all work out in the end. That's not true. You have to work on yourself, and you have to maintain the right traits, not for the girl, but for yourself. You have to stay on your own purpose as a man. And I'll go into this more later in future episodes, but just know that you can't show neediness or weakness or dependency on the girl. A girl wants a man who has his own passions and goes for his own things, and that does not need her. They say that they want a man that needs them, that depends on them, that loves them so much, but girls subconsciously, whether they want to believe it or not, whether they know it or not, they want a man who goes for his own things and that doesn't need her. And that turns her on even more if they know that they don't need her because he can survive on his own as a man because he's a leader. And if you fall into this trap of neediness and showing weakness to the girl, she will lose attraction for you. And that's not what I want to happen for you guys in your future relationships, or for myself in future relationships. And I try to combat it. And it's harder than I'm talking about how it is, but it's definitely there. It's hard to do, because once you're in a relationship with someone else, you become dependent on each other. You become intertwined and your lives revolve around each other. But you must stay focused on your goals. You must stay focused on your work. And you have to be a man who takes action and leads for himself and knows what he wants. Because if you're falling back onto the girl, losing your own alpha traits that portray that you're a man and fall into this emotional games and emotional feminine energy in your own body, she will lose attraction for you. So just be careful, guys. Make sure you're always on point and your game is up to par, or your woman will lose attraction for you. There is nothing innate in you that caused her to be attracted to you. She was attracted to the physiological and psychological energy and traits that you portrayed. The traits that you portrayed is what caused her attraction, and if you lose those traits, her attraction will go away. So just be wary of that. I'm out.